A pink iPod?
Could I speak to Mr. or Mrs. Stevens, please?
Mrs. Stevens speaking. But if you're trying to sell something, I'm afraid I'm a bit broke at the moment. Don't you know better than to disturb families just before Christmas?
Well, precisely, Mrs. Stevens. We're out to save you money. I work for Savings R Us. You must have seen our ads on TV. And today, we're very pleased to be able to offer you the latest iPod with 50% discount on high street prices. But this is a limited offer.
You mean for a cheap imitation? I'm not interested, and my children certainly won't be either.
Mrs. Stevens, we currently have a special offer on the real thing, with a memory of 51 gigabytes, space for 15,000 songs or 200,000 photos, complete with scroll-down menus that are ideal for storing exam revision aids for students, and all that with a special 50% reduction for state-of-the-art designer pink iPods.
Well, that's a bit girly. I've got two sons, and they would hate pink iPods. That would ruin their Christmas, and mine in the process. Anyway, I don't understand a thing about all these gadgets, so try your sales pitch on someone else.
Mrs. Stevens, for our price of £89.99, you wouldn't even get a bottom of the Rage MP3 player.
Yes, you would. They do them in the local supermarket for just £20. And they said on TV that they're better for young people as they're less likely to be stolen.
Except that you can't put photos or revision aids on MP3 players.
Well, it just may surprise you that my sons are not into pink. Now stop wasting my time.
They also come with a case that hides the colour.
What? What's the point in having one if you do that? Just tell your boss that I want to be taken off your phone call list. I've had enough of your harassment. Goodbye.